Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan Orlovsky, what's he talking about? I don't know. I agree with the part about best game of Drake May's career. Not sure who the guy was that was like, ooh, like, how many are there? There's only like one or two to pick from. So this was the best game of his career. But the comparison to Ben Roethlisberger, Tim.
What?
I don't see it. I don't get it. I mean, you have more intimate knowledge of Ben Roethlisberger than I do. Is there any shred of truth to that?
No. Ben Roethlisberger doing bootlegs? That guy was a big tub of goo. He was just this. he was just a big bodied guy that, you know, kind of moved around the pocket. He didn't get out and run. He wasn't outrunning guys. I don't understand. There was no athletic piece to Ben Roethlisberger's game. That's shocking to me. In the Josh Allen, I get maybe the Josh Allen comparisons, but size wise, I don't. There's Josh is way bigger than Drake May, way bigger. And I mean, they run around like it's similarly, but that's where the comparisons begin and end. But yeah, the Ben Roethlisberger, I have no idea why he brought his name into the conversation. He has nothing. No traits that are even similar to Ben's. I'm surprised he would say that.
Yeah, Fitzy, that one caught me off guard too, Andy.
Yeah, the one thing I would say is if you want to compare him to guys that are Hall of Famers and going to Super Bowls like Ben Roethlisberger and obviously Josh Allen, those are the types of comparisons we want. I added the name to the list for me this week, different body type, but the Jalen Hurts comparison because I saw an efficient game and a guy that is running with a lot of awareness, not haphazardly, and I think that's sort of a foundational piece of Jalen Hurts' game.
Yeah, can I just say real quick? Sorry.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Ben Roethlisberger. Do you know how many games he won his rookie year?
15.
Yeah, 15. 15. He won 15, It was going to be a project. It was going to be Drake May. It was going to take time. He was the most underdeveloped. He was the one you're going to have the most patience with. You didn't need that with Ben. Big Ben came in and was balling from day one.
Odds and ends on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. It's Cars with a K. Yes, Fitzy.
Yeah, well, the one thing I was going to say was, do you guys, in looking for a comp, because they always bring comfort and discussion to people and fans, and especially here on programs like this, but do you see a little bit of an oversized Russell Wilson? Like Russell Wilson ran so well in his prime and delivered, you know, the way that offense ran. Could you see a little bit of that in Drake May's game if he continues to evolve? And I know who Russell is now versus who he was in his heyday, but he's a hell of a good quarterback for a long time.
Yeah, no, there's some to that because I always thought Russell Wilson preceded Jalen Hurts as the best heady runner in football. When he ran, he rarely got hit. He got out of bounds. He got down. He did it, you know, with a purpose, not, you know, putting himself in harm's way. And they ran some moving pocket stuff with him in Seattle and some boots and different things. He had a – now, I will say, I'm not sure – one of the greatest attributes I always thought for Russell Wilson was his ability to throw running to the left, rolling to the left. He was a really accurate passer in that sense. But, yeah, no, I think those guys, that group – and I do think we want to pull off of – Josh Allen is a freak. So, like, you know, lowering it a little bit physically in the comparisons from Josh Allen. You know, I don't know if you saw it this week, Tua, preparing for Thursday Night Football tonight, was like, yeah, I'm nothing like him. I can't do, literally can't do half the things he can do. We play the same job. We have the same job in the world, but I'm nothing like him. And I think that's probably a disservice to Drake May, the Josh Allen comparisons. Like I've said, Teddy, I don't know if you'd agree with this. To me, Josh Allen is maybe the most well-rounded, physically gifted quarterback since John Elway. Like, they are similar in, like, big, athletic, can run, can throw, the arm. Like, it's not really
fair. I think
it's
a good comparison. I like that comparison. I think that's a fair comparison. I do. Yeah, it's a good call.
And so to include any, like, first- or second-year quarterback in those types of comparisons just really sets him up for failure. It's why, you know, Mike Vrabel doesn't like his players making comparisons and doing comparisons, because then we talk about it on the radio. I believe talking on the radio after us will be our friend Christian Arcand, which I can only imagine that Christian, if I'm a little bit down after that Red Sox loss, I feel like Christian Arcand's going to be fired up. What's up, Christian?
What's up, buddy? And yes, you're right. I mean, it's probably going to be, I only have about 90 minutes tonight before we get to Thursday Night Football, and that was, I mean, just the whole homestand has been really just a trip to the dentist, and today in particular was another really, really bad one. Bad fielding. This offense is completely cratered. There's not really a lot of ways I see this thing rapidly improving. All you can really hope for is that Cleveland slows down a little bit, or that Houston and Seattle, something has to happen there. I think if Seattle sweeps Houston, that's probably better for the Red Sox. We'll get into some of the math, which I know everybody loves to talk about.
Oh boy.
But we're in, like, we're in magic number territory right now, and yes, I'm very bothered by what's going on with this team.
Can I give you the one positive I tried to pull from it early in our show? And that's if they do sneak into the playoffs, which the percentages still tell us it's over 80%. Whichever website you go to, it's still over 80%. It's now nice to envision Crochet goes six innings in game one of your playoff series. Toley goes the seventh. Whitlock goes the eighth. Chapman goes the ninth. And you're up 1-0 in the series because you won a 1-0 shutout. You like that, Christian Arcand?
Sure, and that's great. But listen, I mean... You know, as far as this team and what propelled them to where they are right now, it's the starting pitching. I mean, the bullpen's been very consistent, but you have to have these top three guys going. And if you do, then you can overcome the offense not being great, and you can overcome the occasional bullpen slip-up. You can do that, but there's only nine games left, and the starting pitching, it hasn't cratered like the offense has. I don't want to be unfair to them, but it's certainly not what it was for the last 2 months. And in the span of those 2 months, both Rafaela and Bregman have completely disappeared, and there's nothing really coming. It doesn't look like the cavalry's coming to save them.
And the good news with the starting pitching, even though they're not pitching well, is it's still Bayo and Giolito. It's still the guys that were doing the good things that put you in this position, whereas the lineup, we're counting on frickin' Sogard and Yoshida and Eaton and all these guys. Even my guy D. Hamm, he hit a home run today, but no one wants to see him out there playing with any regularity. All right, stick around for Christian Arcand. About 90 minutes, he will get you ready. Well, he'll bitch about the Red Sox for a while and
lead you into
Thursday Night Football. Where it could be the final game of Mike McDaniel's career as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. If they get obliterated by the Bills, he might be done in Miami. We are done for the day, but we will talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6. Full show, should be fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.